B9. Housing demand decreases and preferences shift. Reduced consumer confidence and growing price sensitivity is anticipated to reduce overall demand for housing, leading to decreased housing starts during the recovery period. Specifically, reduced construction building intentions due to the economic contraction, alongside physical distancing mandates, are anticipated to reduce 2020 housing starts by 30%. Figure 3 shows that Edmonton housing starts have already dropped significantly since a high in 2015. Compounding the decrease, the potential drive to new neighborhoods and open spaces could create additional pressures on outward growth, with the possibility for entrenching or increasing demand for single-family homes. Changes to consumer confidence, personal incomes, and consumer debt levels may shift some housing demand to the rental market and keep existing renters renting for longer durations. Figure 3. Edmonton CSD housing starts. E10. Urban vibrancy is challenged. Many small and local businesses will permanently close, others will be crowded out of the market by larger firms, and many entrepreneurs will become risk-averse. These factors overall will suppress both business activity and commercial real estate demand, affecting Edmonton's urban vibrancy. Consumer trends may drastically change and impact Main Street vibrancy due to the accelerated adoption of e-commerce, people working from home, and the corresponding drop in demand for urban amenities and services. There may be decreased public safety perception due to the broken window theory if vacant buildings emerge throughout the city, along with decreased perception of personal health and safety in public spaces. E11. Perceptions and use of transit changes. It is anticipated that riders with transportation alternatives will reduce their transit utilization for a myriad of reasons. These may include remote working possibilities, preferences, the availability of alternative transport, and elevated concerns over health and safety risks. Regional prosperity. The economic contraction arising from COVID-19 will hit Edmonton very hard. Significant economic difficulties are on the horizon and will persist for several years. E12. Economy contracts deeply, followed by a slow recovery. Edmonton CMA's GDP is anticipated to contract by -6% to -8% year over year in 2020. Recovery will not instantly occur once physical distancing orders are lifted and businesses are gradually reopened. Instead, Edmonton will experience a U-shaped recovery, with GDP not expected to return to pre-COVID-19 levels until 2022. Figure 4 depicts a near decade of lost economic growth in Edmonton due to two back-to-back recessions. Edmonton's real GDP is not anticipated to reach 2014 levels until 2022, which reflects a staggering 8-year period for output levels to recover to where they were prior to oil prices collapsing. Figure 4. Edmonton CMA real GDP. Edmonton's real GDP per capita has plunged and is not anticipated to recover to 2014 levels until 2036. This suggests that it will take over 20 years for prosperity in the region to return to levels observed in 2014. Figure 5. Figure 5. Edmonton CMA real GDP per capita, $0.000. E13. Energy market contracts. COVID-19 containment policies shut down major sectors of the global economy, dramatically reducing global demand for crude oil, as physical distancing sharply reduced mobility, and thus demand for transport fuels. In the second quarter of 2020, global oil demand plummeted by 20 million barrels per day, MBD, resulting in an excess supply flooding the market and causing prices to crash in April 2020. Global oil supply fell by 11.8 MBD in May 2020, easing some of the excess supply pressures and lifting prices somewhat, but global oil markets are anticipated to remain soft, with 2020 oil demand anticipated to be reduced by an unprecedented 8.1 MBD, year over year. Figure 6 shows the relationship between Edmonton's GDP and Alberta's oil production over time. The Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion project will ease some of Alberta's supply bottleneck issues when it comes online in December 2022, reducing some of the price discount received on Alberta crude oil. This project will increase the existing pipeline's capacity from 300,000 barrels per day to 890,000 barrels per day. Figure 6. Edmonton CMA GDP and Alberta oil production.